Could you be a criminal? Is it in your genes? In our true crime podcast, If It Bleeds, It Leads, join me, Professor David Wilson, and silent witness star Amelia Fox, as we find out what's behind some of our most notorious crimes.
We look at fraud to serial murder and everything in between and separate fact from fantasy.
Subscribe and listen now to
If It Bleeds, It Leads on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. Nice to have you company. Hope you had a good weekend. I was waiting for it to rain. And now I can't remember if it did rain or it didn't rain. I don't think it did, actually. But my next-door neighbour has been brilliant. She's been tidying up the patio and pulling all the dead plants out and everything else. And I was debating, which I'll probably do today. I've got to send something off to the accountant today, which I shall get done in about 5 minutes. And then I thought, if I go to the garden centre, should I buy plants that are already established or should I put bulbs in for next year? And I don't know. I'm in two minds over it. A couple of years ago, I went to a local garden shop. They sell bird seed. And it's one of those shops you walk in and it's got wooden planked floors and it's all the oldie-worldy. And I bought miniature daffodils. And I bought about 40 because I think they were 3 for £5 or something like that. And I just literally put those in all the pots. And that was quite a nice thing to do. But then when you pull them out, I mean, if I had a big garden, you'd be saving the blooming things. But I wasn't sure about it. But I do like my gardening slots. I do like the gardening programmes. And there was a woman the other day and she had a lovely garden. It was really quite nice. And I watched Alan Titchmarsh's programme and he was at a donkey sanctuary. It might have been near Mudchute Farm. I think the bloke who was talking about was Mudchute Farm. And I went down there years and years ago, which was really great. But donkeys, they're like pat donkeys. They're very calm and very placid. But if they don't want to do something, they won't do it. A little bit stubborn. I wonder what that reminds me of. David Beckham must speak out about Qatar. Amnesty International have increased the pressure on him. This is from Amnesty, not anybody else. Fans slammed his greed over a deal to be the face of the country's World Cup, despite their woeful human rights record. I don't think David Beckham has got the faintest idea what their human rights are. If somebody said to him, do you know what they've actually been responsible for? No. He went out and he dined at restaurants. He's pictured with them. And they want him to become the face of the World Cup. The deal, they say, could be worth £150 million. But obviously, in the case of David Beckham, I don't think he really thinks about human rights. I think he sees dollars or pound signs and everything else. And he should really not go anywhere near it. Their human rights is absolutely appalling. Somebody from Amnesty International has said here, his name's Sasha, we would urge him to learn about the deeply concerning human rights situation and be prepared to speak about it. I don't think he can. I don't think he knows what it is. If somebody says to him, what do you think human rights is? I go, I don't think he'd know. Maisie Smith quit her role on EastEnders. This is her first gig, which is Celebrity SES Who Dares Win? Which, to be honest with you, I've never watched it because I'm not remotely interested. I couldn't care less, actually. But she wants to show there's another side to her beyond the sweet Tiffany she's been playing since she was 6. And I thought, OK, that's fine, but you're an actress, dear. It's supposed to be another side of it. It's not supposed to be you at all. It's, you know, it's very nice, but if that's the best gig you can get, it's not looking very promising. Because I don't think it's enough nowadays just to be somebody who's come off a soap to then go, oh, you're a celebrity, because she's not, she's an actress, in the same way that I'm not a celebrity, I'm a radio presenter. It's as simple as that. God knows I'm a radio presenter. Karen Brady says that one thing she's learnt from life is that her career isn't everything. This is Karen Brady, who used to work at LBC. She used to work in our sales department, and she's the CEO of West Ham. She was working in the sales department, and then she was going out pitching ideas, and she went to see, believe it or not, David Sullivan, and she then quit LBC and went to work for David Sullivan, and now she's the CEO of West Ham United Football Club. And David, who is one of the most charming men you'll ever meet, I did a charity gig some years ago in Stringfellows, and we were auctioning off all sorts of different bits and pieces, and David Sullivan bid for most of it. Literally, he was sitting up there. He's a little man. And he kept bidding for stuff. And I kept thinking, this is about the nicest gesture anybody's ever done. But I met Karen on numerous occasions. She's quite charming, quite lovely. I think her husband is a footballer. I think. Adam Woodyatt's estranged wife, Beverly Sharp, is left furious after he signs a deal to appear on I'm a Celebrity while she struggles for money. Oh, it's one of those ones again, because I did hear that he had signed for I'm a Celebrity. Rumoured to be, now bearing in mind most of these things you take with a pinch of salt, $250,000. And she's not impressed. She claims she's struggling to make ends meet. They have children, but they're not children, they're adults. Also Steve McDonald from Corrie, apparently. But I don't think he's in a similar situation. But anyway, he's actually paying Bev, his estranged wife, interim maintenance payments to support her while the divorce is being finalised. They've got two children, but one's 28 and the other's 24, so they're not little children, you know. And he's obviously going to go for that. I mean, at the moment, until the divorce is finalised, he doesn't have to pay a penny piece. Once they've set up what it is, you know, then he'll have to sort of start coughing up for something like that. I wonder if he's going to go back into EastEnders. I don't know. I mean, can't believe he's going to be out of EastEnders. Guess who turned up at Coldplay's show at the Hollywood Bowl charity show? Melanie C. She came on and she sang too, because she likes singing live. Unlike Victoria Beckham, who doesn't like singing live. But no, she sings live. Everywhere she goes, she performs. She just loves it. She just absolutely loves it.
Could you be a criminal? Is it in your genes? In our true crime podcast, If It Bleeds, It Leads, join me, Professor David Wilson, and silent witness star Amelia Fox, as we find out what's behind some of our most notorious crimes.
We look at fraud to serial murder and everything in between and separate fact from fantasy.
Subscribe and listen now to
If It Bleeds, It Leads on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mabel, in talks to be a judge on the new music show Walk the Line with Simon Cowell and Craig David, with Maya Jama set to host. She performed for Love Island contestants this year. I don't even know who she is. Singer, yeah? Naina Cherry's daughter. And that's it, is it? She's quite big, so that's good. Manchester United legend Paul Scholes is mocked as his daughter, now I don't know, you might identify with this one, posts a video showing him chewing her toenails. I mean, I thought that sounded disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And he was mocked on social media. She said that the video showed true love. Your father chews your toenails. Not his toenails, her toenails. This is, and she's 20. I don't think that's a good thing to do, actually. Put it this way. Can you imagine if your mum comes up to you or your dad and goes, oh, go on, whip your socks off. Let me have a chew of your nails. No, thank you. Royal aides say the Queen's late night TV habit has left her knackered. She reckons she's coming back to work at 95 because she doesn't stop, does she, at all? She's done 19 engagements since returning from Balmoral. I mean, I thought the whole idea was she was supposed to be cutting back on everything, and she's not. She seems to be winding it up. She's very into the hit police drama, Line of Duty. How they know these things, I've got no idea. What they mean is she sat in front of the television, that was on as she was asleep. I mean, she's always up at 4 for this spike. You ask anybody in Buckingham Palace, what do they listen to in the morning? This. Seriously, does Her Majesty listen? She's always awake. Cup of tea in bed, rich tea biscuit, you know, and then they run the bath for her. But she's always there for us, and we're always there for her as well. And she had to cancel, as you know, the trip to Northern Ireland, but she wants to resume more official duties. I want her to slow right down. I'm slightly disturbed that she wants to keep working, but she says that's the thing that keeps her going at all. Ed Sheeran's tested positive for COVID-19. And so he's cancelled all upcoming in-person events. Makes you wonder where he got it from, doesn't it, really? Mind you, he's been doing a lot of promotion, so it could be anybody. I mean, I hate it when you stand on the bus because you don't want to sit down next to somebody because they might be carrying it. And then the bus driver keeps pushing the thing. Move down the bus, sit in all available seats. And I wanted to say, are you bloody stupid? Of course we don't want to sit in all available seats. We've still got hundreds of people dying every day and you're being prat of all prats. I was very... Mind you, you know I've got a thing now for this Olay What's It shop that sells all the rolls and everything else. Olay and Steen. So I go yesterday because I wanted a couple of... They're called salt and pepper rolls. They do a salt and pepper breakfast roll because they're Danish. And their salt and pepper roll, it's like a It's like a, I don't know, it's like a crispy sort of roll. It's quite nice, actually. And it's got ham and cheese in it. So I said, and of course, I discovered the last time I went in there, they only take cards. They don't take cash. Everybody else manages to take cash in this day and age, except Ole and Steen. But anyway, so if I start getting junk through the door, I'll know where it's come from, because I don't use my card in places like that. And so they only had the cheese ones there. She said, I'll go and put the ham in. I said, oh, thank you. So off she toddled, and the other one puts it through. I ordered three, to be honest with you, three of these things. And I put my card in, and I thought it seemed a bit expensive, actually. But because I didn't have my glasses on, I couldn't quite see what was going on. And up they come, and it was £17. It was £5.95 per roll, OK? So I thought, seems quite a lot of money. We only paid £16 for two of us in the Haymarket when I went with my friend Helena. And so I put my glasses on, and I'm looking at the breakfast roll, and it's got, you know, roll, bloody salt and pepper topping, ham and cheese, £4.20. So the other girl came back who'd sort of put the ham in there. And so I paid the £17 something. So I said to the girl, I said, can you explain to me? I said, why this is £17? But here they're £4.20. You've overcharged me by about £5. So the girl, who was obviously new, sort of looks at it. And the other girl goes on, she said, oh, yeah. Because what she'd obviously done is put in the price of the thing, then added extra ham. So consequently, it took it up to six. I mean, it was cheaper to eat smoked salmon in there than it was anything else, but I decided not to. So I had to put my card back in again so they could issue a refund. And then I had to ask for the receipt. But not once did I get an apology saying, oh, sorry about that. You know, overcharging me by £5 in the branch in Richmond, by the way, just in case. Because they always had lots of new people on who hadn't been taught properly. Nothing worse. But to overcharge, you know, to charge me £6 for a ham and cheese roll is basically taking the Michael a little bit. There's a woman. Oh, I'll tell you, have you ever had this? You're on a plane, OK, you're all sitting in your seats, and the woman in front of you flicks her long hair over the back of her seat and onto the front of your seat. So the passengers, I mean, her locks were dangling in there. I mean, quite clearly, disgusting person. You don't do things like this. She's unnamed. And I don't know where this was, actually. Somebody said here it's dreadful. A braid or a bun isn't that difficult to do. So she draped her hair over the back of a fellow passenger's plane seat. I mean, it was believed to have been taken place in the United States. I'd have called the stewardess over, excuse me. Hair. It blocked. Well, it not only does it block the TV, it's a disgusting thing to do. And also, she's obviously fairly old because the hair is grey and sort of dark. I mean, somebody says, you know, brush it. There's no justification for doing anything like that. It's like when the person in front of you decides that they're going to lean backwards and you practically get your food in your lap at the same time. James Corden is on track to become the UK's best paid television personality after signing a deal with US TV chiefs. 15 million, they reckon. He gets the best people on the show. He's very good. He's not big over here. He's not big over here, but he's very big over there. So he's done a 2-year deal. I loved it. What was it? Who pranked him? Was it Anton Deck? Might have been Anton Deck who pranked him, where they went there and they wouldn't let him into the studio. And he said, no, look, that's my picture up there. It's very difficult to try and get away with these sort of things. But he's done 6 years of being the host of The Late Late Show. And he's very good. He's a very good actor. He's a singer. He does everything. Jerry Marsden. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. How much did he leave in his will? How much did he leave? No, not a lot of money. 480,000, which is not a lot. And a Spanish property to his wife. He died at the age of 78. Now, as far as I know, he was still working, so he was doing these gigs, but they wouldn't pay a huge amount of money to somebody like him. So the money he left, which was 518,000, after you paid tax to the government for being dead, it was 480,000. And I liked him. I liked all of Jerry Marsden stuff. I thought they were great. And he'd been married. I think they got married in 1965. But 480,000. Now, to me, that sounds like the price of two properties. Perhaps a property they're in at the moment and another property. not a huge amount to leave, is it, after a lifetime of entertaining the public everywhere.
For the Many, with Ian Dale and former Labour Home Secretary Jackie Smith. Join Ian and Jackie every week as they untangle the world of politics.
Angela Rayner, far from being sacked, ended up being essentially
Secretary of State for everything.
Shadow Deputy Prime Minister, Shadow First Secretary for this, that and the other. That was all good, and they have appeared together.
That was all fine. Good.
For the Many, listen now and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Britain's biggest model railway is set to go on display. There's a man who has spent $250,000 over 6 years to painstakingly recreate Train Junction in Yorkshire from 83. It was his childhood spot. Not as good as Rod Stewart's. I'm sorry, Rod Stewart's was the best train set I've ever seen. This one is 2.5 miles of track with houses and factories. It's not as good as Rod Stewart's. It's just a long piece of line. I mean, I understand train enthusiasts, because I would have loved to have had a big house with a loft which you could bring somebody in and say, listen, fill it with houses and lights and I want to do everything. But he sold his business event company to work on his model, which has cost him $250,000. So he's been finessing it and he's recreated it after downloading hundreds of maps of the railway line. People always say that the people who are into railways are a bit peculiar. I don't think they're peculiar at all. I think it's really quite a nice thing to do. Definitely. Adele. Remember Adele, the one who, blimey, she got more hits on her website than anybody else. Her plea to A-listers as she struggles to recruit friends to help with an Oprah Winfrey TV special on the US network CBS. I used to be a big fan of Oprah Winfrey, but I'm not necessarily the biggest fan as it is at the moment. Adele's done up. She looks fantastic. I mean, you saw the picture on the front of Vogue. You couldn't really believe it was the same person. It was just staggering. She's lost what? 7 stone. Good God. How did she lose that? Oh, and I'm not sure, because I've just been tempted to look. The curse of Steve Allen hits again, I'm afraid, because I was asking the other week about the bloke who plays Gunter in Friends, and I couldn't remember if he was dead or if he was still alive. And the producer said to me at the time, he said, no, his name is James Michael Tyler. He said, no, he's still alive. Blow me down. I come into work this morning. He's died. Age 59. That's not the first time I've done it. I've done it on a few occasions. I did it for Eunice Stubbs, and I've had a few more before that. If I mention somebody, the chances are their days are numbered, a bit appears. It's terrible, isn't it, really? I'm not going to mention anybody else. I'm too frightened to. And hundreds of face-to-face GP appointments are cancelled or rescheduled in a bid to slash traffic levels during COP26 climate summit. How wonderful. How wonderful. I mean, I'm still waiting for mine. They think that this conference will attract 25,000 delegates and 125 world leaders. Do you think Greta Thunberg's going to be there? Is that the kind of thing she would go to? She seems to go to most of those sort of things, doesn't she? Mind you, I've noticed she's come in for a little bit of criticism. Do you know the security for this is going to involve 200 police dogs and 10,000 officers? 10,000, that's nearly half of the amount of people who are going to it. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I can't believe it either. Listen, that's it. Thank you very much indeed for your company. Do we do it again tomorrow morning? Of course we will. Listen, come rain, come shine, come hail, come snow, we're going to be here. But just please remember, there is still the pandemic out there. There are still people, you know, being admitted to hospitals at the rate of 50,000 a day. And there are still people dying at the rate of 200-ish people a day. You don't want to be a statistic, do you? You don't want to upset the family or anybody else. So the advice is stay safe. Till tomorrow, take care.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Monday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.